So this topic needs to be addressed from a biblical perspective. I saw this video a couple times, and after that second time, I was like, you know what? We have to talk about it, but we have to talk about it from a Christian biblical perspective because it's important. So let's dive right into this.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
Now, the video that I'm talking about is the Planned Parenthood virginity video. If you haven't seen it, you can obviously access it on YouTube. I'm not going to put it here on this channel because I'm not going to support Planned Parenthood. I've talked about them before in a previous video, and if you're interested in that, we talked all about the founder of it and the purpose. And so if you want to know more about that, you can actually check the link down below because we have addressed that in a previous video. But this particular video is new and it's come out really to address the topic of virginity to young people, middle school, high school, sex ed, right? And so from a biblical perspective, as Christians, it's important that we tackle the topic. I'm going to talk about some of the talking points that she mentioned, and we're going to look at it from what the Bible says. That's the most valuable way that we can really dissect this topic, is if we're looking at it from a biblical world, a biblical perspective, not worldview, a biblical perspective. So one thing that she said was virginity is a made-up concept, and that is completely false. Virginity is not a made-up concept. Virginity has been a thing for years and years and years and years and years. Like, if you know, you know, right? Even we're talking about the Bible, you see virgins and virginity referenced all throughout scripture, Old Testament, New Testament. It is not a made-up concept. No one just woke up and decided that it was a thing. Now, what happened was someone woke up and decided that they want to change it, but virginity is not made up. So that's one thing that was mentioned in the video right off the bat that is false. They are lying to you, okay? And it's important that we cover this topic because we have young people who are, you know, growing up in this generation, in the society that we live in today. Many of us are parents and we're raising children in this world. And there may be some of you who are virgins who are watching this video. And it's important that we make sure that the truth is out here and it's clear and we understand what the truth is. The definition of virginity is simply the state of never having had sexual intercourse. It's not made up. Either you have or you haven't. Now, we're not talking about throwing in all these random new concepts that society has created, but we're talking about strictly, if you're going all the way back to Adam and Eve, virginity was a thing, and it is simply the state of never having had sexual intercourse, not made up, okay? And then she went on to say something like, oh, it's not that simple. Like, it is very, very simple. Like, we now have people who are coming in trying to overcomplicate things, but it is actually very simple. Okay, so like I said, the Bible references virgins all throughout the Old Testament, all throughout the New Testament. You even have Mary, who was a virgin. She became pregnant with Jesus. We all know that story, right? Virginity was important even then, to the point that Joseph was considering breaking things off with Mary because she was pregnant, till that angel came and intervened. So we can see even through scripture how valuable and how priceless and how important and how special virginity actually is. And yet we live in a world who is now saying, oh, it doesn't mean anything. Oh, you can just label it whatever you want. You can define it however you want. Everyone has different meanings of, like, no, No. We always need to take it back to the Bible. What does the Bible say about this? And let that be our guide and let that define definitions for us and allow the Word of God to really give us clarity on our belief system and the things that we hold true as morals. So we also have in the New Testament where we talked about the wise and the foolish virgins. Again, there's that word. So it's not a made up concept. It's not something that just all of a sudden came to be. Virginity is valuable, and we see that it is valuable to God. He values virginity even now in a time where people are devaluing it and saying that it's not important or it's not a thing. That's contrary to what God says. And that is, if we're looking at opinions, God's opinion is the only one that we should be focused on. So I do want to mention, if you were not a virgin when you got married, if you're not a virgin now, you can repent and be forgiven. This is not the type of video of condemnation. It's not the point of this video at all. You can repent and be forgiven. And I say that because sexual immorality is a sin. It is what it is. That's what the Bible says, right? Again, this is not made up. Biblically speaking, when you go to the Word of God, we can see that sexual immorality is a sin. Sexual immorality, including fornication, which is when you are having sex outside of marriage. You're sleeping with people who are not your spouse. You're not married to them, right? So that is considered a sin. As with all other sins, you can be forgiven. Like, you can repent of that, right? So we're not talking about that. However, we do see in 1 Corinthians 6:18 where it says to flee from sexual immorality, because every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. And there are so many other scriptures that talk about sexual immorality and fornication and how we should avoid them and how they are sins and how they're not pleasing to God. Again, regardless of what society is saying, regardless of what the people in the world are doing, this is what the Bible says. And if you are someone who says that you're a Christian or you're a believer or you're a follower of Christ, then it is up to us to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and to change us and change the desires in us. And then when we allow that to happen, then they align, those desires that we have, and our lifestyle begins to align more with the Word of God and more with what He has instructed us to do. So we see here that regardless of what anyone else is saying, the Bible is saying that sexual immorality is a sin. Fornication is a sin. You can do all the research and pulling all the scriptures if you would like, and just seeing how important making sure that you are not sinning against your own body, how important that is. One of the reasons why it's important to God is because it represents marriage. The marriage covenant, as well as intimacy, all of these things are to represent our relationship with our Heavenly Father God, right? Marriage is an earthly representation of our covenant with God, and same with intimacy. So we need to make sure that we're working on cultivating that relationship with the Lord. We should be working to establish a relationship with Him where we are in covenant with Him, where we are fully trusting Him, unashamed to come before Him, where our hearts are not consumed with anyone or anything else, that He sits on the throne of our hearts, right? We should have that intimate relationship with Him. And so intimacy here on earth, again, is one of those just representation types and shadows types of situations. Really, it's all about the spiritual aspect of things. Really, it's all about God. It's really about our relationship with God. We see in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2, where it says, "For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." This is in the New Testament. This is 2 Corinthians. And then there's that word again, virgin, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. What does that mean? It means purity of heart, right? We're talking about the heart here. This is not talking about physical virginity per se. We're talking about the heart, that we may be presented as blameless and spotless and chaste and pure before the Lord. We have been washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ as a result of the redemptive work that He's done for us on the cross of Calvary. That's what we're talking about here. So when we accept Jesus and we receive Him as our Lord and Savior, we open our hearts to Him and we choose to live a life lifestyle that is pleasing to him, we have now been cleansed and washed by the blood of Jesus. That makes us blameless and blemish-free and like a chaste virgin to Christ, right? There's another scripture in the Old Testament that talks about how our maker is our husband. So again, we see, like I was talking about, marriage and intimacy and all of those things represent our relationship with the Lord. Okay, so no, back to that video, sex does not mean different things to different people. That's false. It's a lie. You have to understand that the enemy, Satan, he is the father of lies. He is spewing lies all over this place. And you have to make sure that you are knowledgeable of the word of God, that you're spending time in your word so that you know what is true and what is false. Y'all remember the true false test? You have to be able to identify what's true and what's false. And to say that sex means different things to different people is false. Okay. God created sex and he's the only one who gets to define it. And he already has defined it. And God doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what he said then and what he ordained then and what he designed and put in place then is still the same today, even though the world is crazy. Like, it is what it is. So he hasn't changed his mind regarding his definition of, it's my baby, regarding his definition of virginity. He hasn't changed his mind regarding the value that he places on it. And so as believers, as Christians, as followers of Christ, it's important that we make sure that we also are holding that same value, because we are his. We are his children, right? And so our belief systems and our viewpoint need to align with him as opposed to the world. This lady in the video said that we shouldn't focus on losing anything, but rather we should focus on gaining things like pleasure and empowerment, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, again, that's false. When you choose to do things outside of God's design, and when you choose to do things outside of his word, and you become disobedient to what he's already laid out for us, you cannot expect great results. You cannot expect things to be rainbows and butterflies and expect it to be hunky and dory, peaches and cream. Like, that's not how it works. There are consequences for disobedience. And so you cannot think that just because, you know, you cannot think that if you're sleeping with whoever, whenever, however, that that's going to result in something good and gaining something. That's actually a recipe for disaster. And there are so many things that come into play when you open up that door to disobedience to the word of God and what the Lord has already declared and decreed and told us we should be doing. And don't let anyone, this is important, don't let anyone tell you that there's no one saving themselves anymore. That's another lie that kind of floats around. People say, oh, everybody's sleeping around and everybody, like, nobody's saving them. There's no virgins that exist. That's not true. There will always be a remnant. There will always be someone who is committed to the word of the Lord and living according to it and living in a way that pleases God. There's always going to be somebody. So let that be an encouragement to you if you are a virgin watching this video, or if you know someone who's maintaining their virginity, or if you're a parent raising your children in this world, do not fall for the lie that there are no more virgins and no one saving themselves and everybody's doing it, so I'm going to do it too. Like, no. Don't fall for that. And just as a bit of encouragement, and my husband and I have shared our story before. You can see that on our channels. But my husband and I were virgins when we got married. We waited to kiss one another for our wedding day. We also saved ourselves and maintained our virginity until our wedding night. And so at the time I was 28 years old. And my husband at the time was 34. He's getting ready to turn 35. And I remember back then people were like, oh no, that's not possible. That can't be true. Like, but it's true, because there are always going to be people who want to do things God's way. And we have no regrets. In fact, it was a beautiful decision and an incredible time in our lives. And there was safety and trust. You can find safety and trust within that. There's commitment, there's healthy bonding. There's covenant within that. Why? Because that's how God designed it to be. There were no regrets, like, at all. And we still, to this day, almost 6 years in to marriage, will reflect and look back to that blissful day. Like, that's what the memory is, just blissful. Like, man, you remember that? Like, that's how we, you know, think back to that time. You're never going to regret doing what God told you to do. Keep that in mind. Like, you will never regret doing what God told you to do. You just have to trust him and trust the process. And it may not be easy all the time, but you have to trust him and trust the process. So if you're a believer, if you're a follower of Christ, do not be deceived by the lies of the enemy, the lies of the world, the lies of the society that we live in today. If you're a virgin, do not give up. Do not give in. Fight that good fight, because it's going to be worth it. It's always going to be worth obeying God. Always, always. You will never, ever regret that. And if you're a parent, then you know what to pray about. You know what to fight against. You know how to raise and train your children for the Lord. We are now equipped knowing what we're coming up against. So pray over your children, you know, and make sure that you're training them in the ways of the Lord and teaching them the word of God, because this nonsense that we're seeing in the world is just literally a pathway to destruction. So we cannot settle for the world's standards. God's way is and always will be the best way. Until next time, bye.